Hi there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music interviews, and I'm down at Zephyr Black again in Manchester, and I've been I'm delighted to have been joined by Charles and Jack from The Visitors. So hello again, lads.
How you doing?
Yeah, good to see you again. Thanks for coming down to Manchester to see us. Got a some interesting, really mixed news about The Visitors today, but firstly some really exciting news about a gig out of town, and it's not just just out of town, it's out of the country, if you like. Is it Alderney? You're off to Alderney?
Yeah, in the Channel Islands.
So you're going to be down there for a week. Are you playing a couple of gigs?
Nine days, is it?
So it's all part of a festival called Alderney Week, Charles.
Yeah,
but it's quite an interesting story as to how The Visitors were invited to Alderney Week in the first place. Now, but sorry, firstly, should have said when it is. Is it August?
First week, second week in August.
So, Charles, tell us about how The Visitors' gig at Alderney Week came about, mate.
Well, I'm from there. I grew up till I was about five and moved back, so my mum and dad had loads of like people they knew over there.
Yeah.
So my dad got in contact with them, asked the committee if they wanted to have us over, and they thought it'd make a cool story, like me coming back,
being young. Yeah.
So
we tried to get there last year, but
it was too short notice, so they've had us this year.
Yeah.
And now it's happening and we're going over. And
fantastic.
We're opening that. I mean, we're headlining the first day and headlining the last day.
Brilliant. So the organisers are flying the band down there and stuff. Yeah, fantastic.
Flights and accommodation.
Brilliant. So, and it's you know, obviously there is a dedicated website for Alderney Week, and but there is loads going on, isn't there?
So
presumably you'll be sort of getting into the kind of swing of things with other stuff as well, will you?
I'll be getting really drunk. In the sun, hopefully.
Yeah, there's all sorts going on.
Yeah.
Like daft raft race and all sorts of stuff. And they jump off the pier, like, they make things that they think can fly. Mm. And they just jump off the edge. But it's just an excuse to get pissed, really.
It's all right, don't worry about it. So, obviously there's going to be big crowds there. So it'll be a good opportunity for the visitors to sort of showcase your talents out of town.
And to people that have never seen it before.
Obviously,
Charles' old family.
I don't think you can book a flight over there now. It's all booked up. All the accommodation's done up as well.
Right.
Two of my family members tried to come with us, but they can't come because it's too booked up.
So is this sort of your family going to go down and stuff? Charles?
Yeah, well, my mum and dad are going down.
Yeah.
And just those, I think. Yeah. Us six, innit?
Yeah.
Right, okay then. So now the other news is it might be a little bit concerning for some fans, because I think it sounds like the visitors are kind of...
Departing,
and they may not be around for too much longer. You two, Charles and Jack, as I say, you're off to London to study. So tell us a little bit about that, Jack, and what you're kind of hoping to do with
you two. We just wanted to broaden our horizons, really, and try something new.
Mm.
Obviously, we've had Johnny and Simon that's just recently joined the band because Greg's left. But we feel like we need to go there to like expand our passion and meet new people and sort of just blend in with it down there.
But didn't you say you had a kind of, obviously you two are going, so you two will obviously keep in touch and keep jamming together, I guess. So you might get a band going down there.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, really. Because we've had some good musicians like Connor Mather and Greg and everyone, and we had a guy called Aaron Beresford who was the first drummer in our band, and they've all had their own passions that they wanted to pursue. Like Greg's gone travelling now around the world, Connor's gone to uni about computers.
Aaron's
a Mormon, so he's in China doing a mission.
Right.
It's mad, isn't it? But that's what he's doing. We just want to meet people that are just as passionate as us, because from the start it's been us two, so we just wanted to keep it going and go into a place like London where we're getting musicians.
We could have gone Manchester or like Brighton or anything, but we felt London would be the place to be.
Just remind us what BIM stands for. It's the
British Institute of Modern Music.
Modern Music, isn't it?
I didn't know it then.
Yeah. I know somebody has told me before, but will you, obviously you've played in Oldham, you've played in obviously in the city centre in Manchester a number of times, will you kind of miss that at all, or are you kind of really determined?
I will and I won't, because I'd rather play to people I've never seen before. It's more exciting playing music to people I've never played before than after the gig. But like,
we got into a bit of a rubbish routine of just like when we started, we was doing well, like getting loads of followers and stuff doing Manchester, and then we took like a back seat and started doing pubs around, and then you just start playing to the same people and it just becomes boring for them, boring for you. So hopefully this trip to London will just be like just refreshing the
page. Good. And what about material? Obviously, like you say, you'll start a new band, it might have a different, totally different name. What about material? Because The Visitors, obviously, very popular material. It's all your own stuff.
It's always been me and Charles Weir, the open material, so...
Right.
Greg's had a few in there as well, if you listen to Greg.
A few one-liners.
Wherever he is.
The material will still be there and just as good.
We just write what we write, me and Jack, so like, the sound won't change, I don't think.
Mm.
But we just need loud musicians behind us. So that's what we want.
I don't think I've kind of asked you when you're going. Is it September?
September 16th, I think.
Okay. So what about in between time? Obviously you've got Alderney, but have you got any local gigs, just sort of farewell gigs, if you like?
We're playing in Peel's Arms in Springhead pretty soon.
Yeah.
And we're just going to get a few more pub gigs.
Right.
So put our own night on, just say bye.
Maybe at Mike Jackson's place or something.
Right, okay then. Okay, lads, that's fantastic. That'll do for now. So all the best in Alderney, and obviously the local guys, hopefully see you in Alderney before you go down to London. Cheers, lads. Thanks a lot.
We'll see you.